Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, it's me, Cecilia.
Hi, it's me, Carly, and we are getting to it right away.
We're getting to it because we're Ghosts Are Everywhere, and that's the podcast that you're listening to.
And that's the podcast that you're listening to, and we do nothing but not waste time. That's what we definitely do all the day, every day.
I've never wasted time in my life.
I honestly have never wasted time in my life. Mm-mm. Just because something takes longer to do doesn't mean it's a waste.
Just because I'm doing something useless doesn't mean that it's a waste of time.
Exactly. Just because I'm just trying to have a nice time and it there is no product and product of it does not mean it is a time wasted.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
And we definitely don't think this is a waste of time.
No.
And we definitely didn't just thinly veiled describe this podcast.
A waste of time?
A not waste of time.
Not a waste of time.
Not a waste of time. Never.
Never.
No, this goes everywhere. You listen to it and you're doing that right now. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. We're happy you're here. Mm-hmm. We're just two girlies who love to giggle and talk about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And now it's according to Carly in the stores, it's Halloween time. Uh-huh. So we're in fall mode.
Yep. We're in full fall mode now. Everybody, let's all press the button at once and we'll activate. 3, 2, 1. Full fall mode is now activated.
I was going to make some spooky sounds, but I couldn't decide what spooky sound to make, so I just froze.
I can also see on your face. You had about 6 thoughts cross your face was happening.
But I also wanted to be Dracula, but I also wanted to be a ghost. I mean, we're in fall mode. I did just walk home from work and it was like 35 degrees outside and I'm a sweaty bitch, but
right, but it's a full fall mode, so
it's full fall mode.
Gotta start turning that off, Cecilia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's full fall mode. All the stores have their Halloween out now.
Mm-hmm.
Like aisles and aisles of it.
Yeah.
It's August. It's sipping away like a bottle of wine and now it's full fall, so that's how we know.
Yeah.
It's super great. I went to the United States of America last week.
Okay.
To shop just across the border.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live too far from the border, being in Southern Ontario. And I bought so much Halloween things. It was delightful. And then
spooky.
I did the same thing today. I went to Halloween, find it here at home, and there was much to be found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't think you can go to Michael's and find a brayer. Nay, nay. But you can go to Michael's and find a planter that is the shape of Edgar Allan Poe's head.
What did you say? You can't find a what?
Like a brayer. Like real art supplies.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, that's for the art girlies. That's for the art girlies to know. The girlies who get it.
Fuck,
and
that
the arties who don't.
What,
and that's okay.
The hell? no, I haven't. I should, like, stop at the dollar store. I almost stopped at the dollar store on the way home, but I didn't even think. I didn't even think of the Halloween possibilities.
You didn't even possibly think that. Well, because it had yet to be really activated. We've officially activated it now, so.
It's official now.
Yeah,
we've just decided.
Activated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was more just, like, pre-activated nearby. Now it's fully activated the Halloween time, so.
Now that it's,
next time you pass by.
Almost mid-August, it's time.
That's right. Yeah, since we pressed the activate Halloween button, it's already happening. So
It's
absolutely
loading.
It's loving, it's living, and it's laughing, and that's great. We love to see it. Yeah, no, it's quite delightful. I also have been feeling in the Halloween spirit. I recently watched a limited TV series that's been on Netflix for, I think, over a year. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before it came out. But I forgot it had existed because it's like a series, I'm pretty sure, that's built for teens. But it's called Boo Bitch, which is so funny.
What the fuck
Boo,
is that?
Comma, bitch. Boo Bitch.
Sounds bad.
It's not great, but it's kind of hilariously delightful.
Uh-huh.
It's this teen and her best friend. It's giving Booksmart. You know, they're like, we need to live our high school dreams now. It's the end of high school. But they're spooky. It's giving the movie Booksmart. But instead, they go to one party, and then one best friend gets hit by a car and a moose and dies. But oh, is there as a ghost?
Okay. And then it's like that's interesting.
It's an eight episode TV miniseries. I don't know. It's very. I was like, why does this exist? And also, why have I not watched this yet? Was how I felt about it.
It does sound like it's something for you for sure.
It was kind of tailor built for me as a show that like I could be not very invested in, but just enjoy a silliness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really doing something. They were really trying to be very deep. And I was like, okay. I'm here also.
I started watching... Yeah. I'm late to the party, but I started watching Severance because...
Oh, you're Apple, so late I have to Apple the party, TV. But tell me how well, you're I did feeling.
Not, I did not have Apple TV, but then my boyfriend got it because he wants to watch the Ewan McGregor Rides a Motorcycle show.
Okay.
So I've watched the first like two episodes of Severance now.
Tell me your thoughts and feelings immediately.
I need to get more into it. I mean, I really like it so far. It's very good. It's I love Adam wild. Scott.
He's, Adam Scott's the man. We love Adam Scott. He's We're good. Big Adam Scott stands.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. We love that guy. It's a great show. It gets better the more you watch it.
Yeah. I would not. I was just thinking of like how they're like just stuck at work, and I'm like, wow, that would be hell. That's literally it's hell. Evil.
Yeah, it sounds and is awful.
Yeah, terrible. I'm terrible like, time. Love that for the one who doesn't have to go to work, but like the work person, the person that just works all the time,
right?
Oh my
That's
god,
such an awful life.
Hell.
Yeah,
awful.
Terrible.
I never want to be at work.
I know, because we just want to be out in the world looking for Halloween decorations. That's what we'll be doing all day. Yeah, Apple TV has a bunch of hidden gems. I'm going to tell you a whole bunch that you need to... I'm going to remind you of a whole bunch of them to watch, including one that I recently watched, which was about Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie. It has Sarah Snook and Elizabeth Banks and Zach Galifianakis, who plays the guy who made Beanie Babies.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
So weird.
And he looks nothing like himself. It's bananas.
Does he look like a Beanie Baby?
He looks like the man who made the Beanie Babies.
Okay.
He looks very much like the man who made Beanie Babies, from what I remember what he looks like. But it was wild to watch. Something else that I watched again this week was the Barbie movie. And I realized when we talked about it last week, we forgot to mention the most important thing. Michael is there's Vera? A ghost in that movie.
There's a ghost in that movie?
There's a ghost in
oh,
that movie.
Oh, there is a ghost.
There's totally a ghost in that movie.
I totally forgot that she was a ghost.
I know. Because she's so great.
I was trying to think. I was like, well, were one of the Barbies
there's
a ghost?
There's no ghost in that movie.
Ruth.
Yeah. Our girl. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a spoiler
Is that her
alert.
Name? Ruth?
Yeah, her name is Ruth. Yeah. Ruth Handler. Yeah.
Ruth Handler.
Our girly Ruth Handler. The OG.
Yeah. She's
a full ghost. Yeah. She's so delightful.
Lovely in that movie. Mm-hmm. And she's a ghost.
Yeah, she's played by one of just one of the best actors there is. He was so delightful.
Oh my god, she's so fucking she's good so, in that too. She's just like,
I know.
Just steals the show just in like the 5 minutes she's in.
Yeah,
it.
She's in like three scenes and she just steals the show. She's my girl.
She's just so lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rhea Perlman, what a guy. What a gal. Mm-hmm. A legend for the ages.
What a gal.
Yeah. Some people don't know she's married to Danny DeVito. I always love to share that information.
I know this.
But Powell the Pod Laura Welch didn't know that when I told her. And I said,
really? Aren't they the Matilda couple, but they were married?
Yes!
Yeah, they're married in real life.
They're married in Matilda and in real life.
Mm-hmm.
They've been married forever.
And they're exactly the same as they are in Matilda.
That's right. That is correct.
No, that's slander. I can't say that. They're not.
That's true. They're very delightful
it's slander.
As people. And then they're they're whatever. Yeah.
They're bad. They're bad parents in that movie.
That's very true. Yeah, they're not like, they're still married. They're not like together, but they're still married. Yeah.
They're not together?
Since 2017, they kind of separated.
Oh, is this what you were looking it up?
Yeah, I was just double checking. Yeah. on amicable terms, but they've become closer friends after their separation than they were in their final years as a couple. So they're BFFs.
That's nice.
Yeah. They're like a real
couple. I was about to say love isn't real, but I don't know. That's lovely.
Love is real because they have a lot of love for each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Love can change. Love is adaptable. Yeah. But it is.
They're besties now. Forever.
Yeah. They're awesome. I love them. They have no intention to divorce each other. They just, live, different them. Lives. It's cool.
Yeah.
But we love her. She's a legend in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was really funny that Laura didn't know that because she just knows her as just herself, which I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we all know her as the mom from Matilda. Iconic. One of a kind. Mm-hmm. Legend.
Yeah. But we also know him as the dad from Matilda. That's so true. They kind of are together in this. I mean, we know him from other things.
He's Danny freaking DeVito from such hits as Walking Danny a DeVito. Tiny Wiener Dog Across the Street. He's the man. He's my favorite man, some could say. She's a ghost. So sorry if we spoiled that for you, but it's not really a spoiler.
It's not really a spoiler. No. She just is a ghost, but like also not really, like it doesn't really, it's not spooky. She's not a spooky ghost.
No, she's delightful. She's delightful. She's perfect. That's why we didn't even remember to mention her when we mentioned the movie.
Gotta go see Barbie for the ghost.
If we could get more butts in the seats to see Bobby, we're gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't planning on seeing it, but now know that a ghost will change that for you. Get your butt there. Watch it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw it twice. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
It was still funny, still clever, still beautiful. I still cried. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I cried many tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed before the jokes happened because I knew they were coming.
You were like, oh, I know what's happening here.
Yep, I did. I pre-laughed and I post-laughed. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god.
Can't help it. Sometimes the setup and you know it's coming, you're like, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's happening to me. What am I, I'm just human.
It's also, that happens when I'm like watching something with subtitles on and I read it in the subtitles and I laugh at it or I have to like wait to laugh even though I know what they're gonna say and I feel so weird and I'm like, all right, now time to turn the subtitles off.
I think there's two kinds of subtitles for comedy. It's where you're already laughing at the subtitle and you're like, oh wait, it's not happening, or the second one you just described, the holding it in until you can laugh.
I already read the joke.
Yeah.
But now I'm gonna laugh
at the delivery.
I'm gonna laugh when they say it. Yeah. I gotta laugh when they That's say right. it. I gotta wait.
I know it's coming.
It's not proper to laugh at the subtitles. Because I have subtitles on when I watch, like, everything.
Sure.
But then sometimes I'm like, okay, I can't. With comedy stuff, it ruins the joke.
Yeah, the timing isn't right. So it ruins the timing and the comedy's in the timing. Yeah. Totally. I was watching Abbott Elementary with my sister, the most recent season, with the subtitles on, and I was doing that same. I was doing that thing of like, okay, now I can laugh.
Yeah. I already read what you're gonna say, so I spoiled it for me.
Yeah, there's nothing like there's nothing like spoiling a joke for yourself when you're already ready to laugh about it. Womp womp. Yeah, no ghosts in Abbott Elementary, but 10 out of 10 recommend. Love Quinta, she's a legend. Quinta Brunson, she's cool and funny. And I am gonna.
I thought you were gonna say, and I am. And speaking of cool and funny, I am gonna tell you guys a story.
I was trying to find a way to make a segue into telling my story, but I just couldn't build one from what just happened.
Speaking of
cool and funny, here's something that's not cool or funny, really. It's just completely different. I mean, it's cool and fine. It's not particularly funny.
It's just like, but it's cool,
regular and haunted, which is
scary.
Medium, like not any scary.
Am I going to scream?
I don't know. I can't tell if you're gonna scream. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
So today is a choose your own adventure, my pals. For those of you that know, and those of you that don't, you're about to know. That means that I, Carlina Billings, has chosen a story that I'm going to tell us today. Cecilia has no clue what that story is. It could be...
I have no idea.
You have none clue. It could be from anywhere, anywhen. Usually it has to do with ghosts. Sometimes not. But today it does. For certain, ghosts verbatim. I am taking us down south, baby. Down south to the peninsula of Florida. Flo-rida.
Ooh.
You know it. You love it. So do the mosquitoes. It is Bug City.
Peninsula.
I'm bringing out the big dogs for Florida today.
I feel like that's not usually the first thing that people say about Florida. You're like, you know, Florida, it's a peninsula. I'm like, okay.
What do they say about it? What do you think they say about it? Just that it's Florida?
I don't know. The state of Florida. The
okay.
Shithole that is Florida. I've never been to Florida. I can't shit on it. It just seems like a weird place.
Florida. Florida is a weird place.
Florida.
Florida.
Also, since you're going to be telling me a little story and I just finished my matcha latte, I'm going to get a glass of wine.
Ooh, rock and roll, baby. We love a little second for a drink. Everybody, if you'd like, grab yourself a little drink as I get us into the zone for the story of today. Florida, you know it. You maybe love it. It's a state where there's lots of water and the state is weird and Mickey Mouse is the mayor. That's how you know it, I'm sure. That's how I know it.
Senator or something.
Mickey Mouse is, yeah, might as well. I just said,
what's the premier of the state?
Senator. No,
the senator. Senator. I don't know what senators are.
Well, there's senator. There's two kinds of senators. There's state senators and then there's senators. I think state senators is like provincial government, you know, like how there's like government for the state and then government for the nation. Mm-hmm. There's two levels of government, like how where we live, there's also two levels of government.
I don't understand how the American government works. Mickey Mouse is the senator of some sort.
Mickey Mouse is the senator of Disney World. He lives at the top of the castle, and he's the guy. Mm. He's the big cheese. He literally is, because you are what you eat. He's a mouse. He loves cheese.
Yeah.
So, Florida. We know who it's run by. A mouse. So it's a wild place.
Gators.
Lots mosquitoes. Of mini golf, mosquitoes,
humidity,
big golf, golf carts,
regular size golf,
rich people, poor people, people who love having a tan, people in
old
short
people.
Shorts, old elderly people, man-made lakes, tiny wooden bridges that are scary to walk on. I think we've described Florida pretty well.
The Golden Girls.
That's the only other thing about Florida that we're missing. I think we've nailed it.
That's my Florida representation, is watching The Golden Girls.
That's how you learn a lot about Florida. That, and then the Seinfeld episodes when he visits his parents in Florida. That's how you know.
There are Seinfeld episodes that aren't in Seinfeld land in New York.
Did you just try calling New York City Seinfeld land?
Seinfeld land, yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Oh, no.
The Big Apple, Seinfeld land.
You know, Seinfeld land. Yeah.
Friendsville.
There are a few episodes that are don't take place in Seinfeld land.
Whoa.
I know, don't be shocked.
Whoa, I'm shook.
Don't be so shook. It's okay. You'll recover from this. I believe in you.
There are Golden Girls episodes where they go outside of Florida, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Bob's Burgers episodes where they go to Florida.
See, you know everything you need to know there. About Florida. Mm-hmm. You know as much as anyone who lives in Florida knows about Florida, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you just described it really well.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's right. Except we're not going to Jacksonville. We're going to another place. We're going to Tampa.
Okay, Tampa Bay Rays.
That's
Tampa
right.
Bay Lightning. I know the sports
there
team.
There it is. Come on, sports. I have never been to Tampa, but I've been to Florida, so I feel like I have the idea.
Brag
much.
Where is Tampa Bay?
On the
like,
water.
Within Florida. Yeah, but everywhere in Florida is on the water.
I know, that's why I said that.
Which side is it?
Here, I'll look up a map of Florida. Map of Florida.
Because I forget that it's a little, like, finger dangling down there, so things can be
a
on the
peninsula, west Cecilia. Side. That's what I described at the beginning, and you said, it's no,
peninsula.
It's not.
I didn't say, no, it's not. I said, I've never heard anyone be like, the peninsula of Florida.
That's what it is. That's how you describe it.
I'm not saying it's incorrect.
Florida.
I'm not saying it's incorrect.
Instead, the finger of Florida. So, Tampa's kind of in the middle. I know people say Orlando is in the middle, but Tampa's in the middle on the side, on, like, the west side.
Okay.
It's, like, where Clearwater, St. Pete's, Sarasota, all that stuff is kind of on that side. Orlando is in the middle, but closer to the east. Miami is way down in the south, right beside the Everglades, like, mm-hmm. as low as you can get. And Jacksonville is about as north as you can get.
From Miami, you can take a boat to Havana, because that's what they do in Miami Vice.
That's right. And funny that you should mention Cuba, Cecilia, because it comes up in my story, even though...
Of course it is. There's lots of, we're not in Miami. Lots of Cubans in Florida.
That's right. It's very close to the island nation of Cuba. Are you ready? Are you buckled in? Are we? Is it time to set sail?
I was just thinking about in Miami Vice, mm-hmm. the movie. There's a part where it's my brother's favorite movie.
Yeah.
But he really likes, we love the part where Colin Farrell is like talking to this girl and she's like, we're going to go get mojitos. And he says that he's a fiend for mojitos because he is a fiend for mojitos. Funny. And then they got on a boat and they take the boat to Havana and that's where they get the mojitos.
You can't just say, I'm going to get mojitos and then go to Cuba. I'm realizing she I've never does. Seen this movie, and that's very exciting.
Oh, it's pretty great. You should watch it. You should, after this, go watch Miami Vice. It's a really weird movie. That part's great, because he says that he's a fiend for mojitos, and they just take, like, a, I don't know, how long does it take? I'm sure it's still, like, a two-hour fucking, like, motorboat
Let's
ride.
Let's look it up. Cuba.
Yeah, like, how long does it take you Havana, Cuba. In a motorboat? To get from Miami to Havana. I'm sure it's not like a quick little jaunt.
Let's see.
It's close, but
Miami,
it's not that close.
Miami, Florida. It's a 1 hour flight.
Okay.
It's 8 to 10 hours.
Oh my god.
It's 250 nautical miles.
Okay, well they do that in that movie.
But I mean it varies, I guess.
Oh my god, I wasn't even thinking it was 8 to 10 hours. I thought it was like two.
It can take as long as 14 hours.
Oh my
Minimum
god.
Of eight, as long as 14.
Oh my god. That's so funny. That's so long. They do that. So they take an 8 to 9. They take like a 10-hour boat ride to get mojitos. And you know what? The mojitos in Havana are that fucking good.
They said it's worth it.
I would do it.
Honestly, mojitos in Cuba are worth it. That's correct.
Okay, you know what? I was having this conversation recently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to derail your story
again. I love
again.
It. It hasn't even started, so there's nothing to derail yet.
No bars in this damn city can make a mojito.
Really?
No.
Why? What are they doing
always
wrong?
Put not enough mint. Oh. They don't put white. They don't put like the sugar right. They put like simple syrup in it. They put too much lime.
Oh no.
The proportions are not right.
That's so sad.
And I have not been able to. If someone knows of a good mojito in Toronto, please tell
Let
me.
Let your girlies know. We're on the hunt.
I can't find one.
I've never had one.
Getting them.
That is that is like worth drinking. Because I often don't order them because I don't want to be disappointed, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, so yeah. I just, like, I make them, and they're proper most of the time, as long as I do it right. But, like, no fucking place in the city. I'm trying to look up if there's, like, I know there's a Cuban restaurant, but I don't think, oh, they do have a mojito. I should try it. Okay, I'm going to go to a Cuban place and report back.
Okay, and then report back, and then we can... promo them and let people know where they need to go.
I'm gonna go to,
because it sounds like you're putting all the bartenders in Toronto on blast right now, and I don't want them coming for us. Honestly,
I'm mad at them.
No,
they should get their shit together and make me a good mojito.
No, dear Toronto bartenders, please don't get mad at us. Thank you. That's been my plea and my PSA.
You can get mad at me, but you have to make me a mojito. and then I won't be mad at you anymore.
I mean, that's a pretty fair deal, actually. Actually, I take that back. I'm also mad at you, but I'll be not mad at you if you make us a good mojito.
Yeah.
Great.
That's the deal.
That's
It has to be good, though.
It sounds like we're making a ransom for our anger.
We are.
Okay, great. I just wanted to
This is the ultimatum, is I will... Bartenders of Toronto, I will love you again if you make me a good mojito.
Yeah, this is our version of the ultimatum. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank
because
you.
I, like Colin Farrell in Miami Vice, am a fiend for mojitos.
Yeah. That should be your new Instagram bio.
A fiend for mojitos.
It feels like that tracks.
And then one person will understand the reference.
Yeah, everyone will be everyone like, else will just be like,
that's weird.
I guess she really loves mojitos. Which isn't wrong.
And he says it really funny because Colin Farrell at that time, and maybe now still, can't really do an American accent.
So sure. Like, that tracks.
I'm a fiend for mojitos. I'm a fiend and you're like, you sound so Irish, my dude.
That would be a hard thing to say if you don't have a... there's so many vowels next to each other.
There's so much. You're like, okay.
There's so many open vowels. That's really hard
My man
to
is
say.
Irish, and I can hear it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, well, buckle up with your mojitos or your whatevers or your water and come along with me to Tampa, Florida, to somewhere called the Cuban Club.
Okay, wham, wham, cool. Wham. I bet they make a good mojito.
You know what? We'll have to go and see. I think it's now our, it's now our
Let's
job.
Let's go to the Cuban Club. Okay.
Okay. Well, you have to see. You might not want to go after the story I tell you. Well, reserve judgment till it's done.
Okay. All right.
Built in 1917 to replace an earlier version of the building that was lost to fire, El Circulo Cubano de Tampa, or the Cuban Club, is a historic building in the heart of Ybor City, a neighborhood northeast of downtown Tampa. So Ybor City was established by a man with the last name Ybor in the late 1800s, and it was established as a little city because he built a factory there for making cigars. And so it was, I don't know if we feel good or bad about this, he built a bunch of houses around the factory and was like, everyone come live here and work for me. It's a little bit giving company town.
It's giving factory town. It's giving the Facebook city or whatever. It's giving Ford.
Yeah.
The Ford fucked up
time. It's giving like
town.
What Disney tried to build Epcot into. Like, it's kind of giving
all
of that. Yeah.
I mean, it depends how he, if he's just like building houses and saying like, hey, you just come live near this factory, that's chill.
Sure.
But, like,
I didn't look too deep into it because I was like, it's not totally necessary, but also I was like, a little bit, you know. It is a historic neighborhood.
I mean,
though, near downtown.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to live near where you work. You got to cut down the commute.
Yeah. It was founded in the 1880s by Vicente Martinez Ybor,
I am realizing that I don't know anything about Florida history, and you were telling me that, like, this building was built in, like, 1912, and I was like, Florida existed back then? Because in my mind, it's, like, very, like, Art Deco, so I'm like, okay, so it was, all of Florida was built in 1920s,
right.
And before that it just didn't exist, and I have no concept of it before that. For whatever reason, I feel like everywhere else in the United States of America, I know what was going on there,
right.
But Florida,
it,
I don't...
It's the great outlier
it did
for
not
you.
Exist.
That's,
it did not exist.
My favorite part of that is you're just describing Miami, because no other city is so Art Deco inspired. It's
yes, that's
just
true.
Miami.
This is true. But the rest of it is like just shacks.
In your mind, you're like, there's nothing else.
In my mind, okay, Miami is Art Deco and cool and fun, and everywhere else is shacks.
Oh my god, we gotta get you to Florida, babe. We gotta fill in those blanks.
I don't know shit about Florida. What the fuck was happening in Florida?
Just like regular stuff, like everywhere.
When did people go down there?
People been there the whole time, bitch.
Yeah, this is true. Like... When did Europeans go down
when
there?
When did the white people get there? pretty early, because it's on the east.
Okay,
let's look a little bit at Florida for a second so we can reorient everyone.
Oh my god,
yeah,
I'm so confused.
It was Florida Territory before statehood in 1845, so it's not like old, like it's not recently settled like the West. So I get how you're like, I guess, confusion through that,
because like, I don't know, like the West is also kind of around like the 1840s, 1850s, like that's when people like white people started kind of like shifting over there.
Sure.
So I guess it's kind of like the same.
Not really.
Were they just like,
not really, because
started going down there.
I'm so
lost.
Not exactly.
Because it's on the East Coast.
It's on the East Coast, but it's close to the islands, Cecilia. So a lot of, and the reason, and a lot of the conquest was by the Spaniards in the South.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So like the first, yeah, like conquistadors made it to the peninsula in 1513. It doesn't mean that there was like a huge settlement. There wasn't. There was, the first few settlements were in the 1560s, and there was like a little French settlement. Because the oldest, actually in Florida, that's right, because St. Augustine is the oldest settled city. It's was settled in 1565. Mm-hmm. And it's part of Florida. But like, because there was a whole, like, it's been oldly settled, but not by the English. So it was like Spain and a little bit French. Yeah. And then eventually, through there was like, they traded it to Great Britain so that they could have Cuba, Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by like the 1760s was when it started being like English.
So that was,
this is the
like
most bare bones quick version of Florida history. Everybody also.
Oh my God.
I know I'm missing a lot, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's much more to it. Mm-hmm. And, like, simple stuff is, like, I don't know. I just, like, I can't picture people living in Florida.
Yeah. Well, it was also home for a really long time.
In
for
the old times.
Yeah. It was home to a lot of free black folks and the Seminole and indigenous folks. And it's, like, it was a long process, much like everything. Of colonization. That's the process I'm describing. So Florida, because it's doesn't have a like puritanical, you know, East Coast kind of vibe. It's not New England. That's why we don't know a lot about it. Maybe.
Well, that's why I'm like I know about like New England vibes. Sure. I know about like the West. I know about like Texas or like Louisiana and like Georgia. I'm like, I know what was kind of going on down there and around there, but I'm like, somehow I just cannot be like, okay, so Florida at this time, this was how it was happening. I'm like, Florida was placed there. Florida, we didn't find it.
Right.
We, the Europeans, didn't notice that it was there.
Yeah.
And it was just like, just gators.
Yeah, you know why? It's because it rose up from the sea in the year 1901.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's true.
100%. Yeah, these are nothing but facts.
And then it was just Art Deco and shacks.
Great. I love that we have those visuals, and that's what we'll be moving forward with.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in some nice shacks.
We're in some regular buildings, which you could describe as nice shacks, for sure,
nice
if
shacks.
You'd like. Mm-hmm. And so, built in 1917 to replace an earlier version of the building that was built around 1902 that had been lost to fire, El Circulo Cubano de Tampa, or the Cuban Club, is a historic building in the heart of Ybor City, which is a neighborhood northeast of downtown Tampa that I kind of described a little bit the founding of.
So there was like a cigar factory, and like a lot of it was built up around the cigar factory.
Yeah, that's what the city of Ybor was built up and around and named for.
For Mr. Ybor.
Yeah, Mr. Ybor himself, which sounds a lot like Igor, which is giving Halloween. So, you know, hooray.
How do you spell Ybor? I-B?
It's Y.
E-B?
I-Y. Okay.
Y-B-O-R. Y-B-O-R. Yeah. Okay. And he's Cuban?
I'm pretty sure he's Cuban. Let me check. Please hold.
I have so many questions today.
I know, you're just full of them, and I'm ready for them, but also not. No, he's Spanish. But he became But he became a noted industrialist and cigar manufacturer in Cuba, then Key West, and then Tampa. So
of course
he's
he's
that guy. Yeah, because he was born in Valencia, Spain, in 1818. Great. Okay. Yeah, because he moved to Cuba to avoid the military, the mandatory military service in Spain. So he's a draft dodger who's settled in Cuba. So that's fine. Whatever. I mean, we don't like the military.
I don't know. I don't have any opinion on the 1840s military in Spain. I don't really know what they were up to. In the 1840s?
Yeah, because they were trying to control Cuba. They were still in control of Cuba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were still doing... They're up to no good.
Still colonizing big time, even though they were colonizing not as big as they had once been, you know?
So he was like, okay, I don't want to colonize, or I don't want to, like, protect the king. I'm going to go do some of the colonization of my own.
Do different colonizing. Colonization with capitalism involved, big time, for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a self-starter, is how some people would describe that.
Okay.
So the building, back to the building, it was built as a gathering place for Cuban immigrants and was designed by local architect M. Leo Elliott. As I mentioned, it was originally founded in 1902, and it was founded as a mutual aid society, a clubhouse, a sort of fraternity group that aided the Cuban community of Tampa. So... typically, these clubs cost about 5% of a person's paycheck, a man's paycheck, because this is, you know, the time. And families who belonged to the club.
Women weren't invented yet.
Women were yet to be invented. Barbie wasn't was but a twinkle in our eyes.
Yeah.
And the families who belonged to this club received services like free libraries, sporting teams, education classes, social engagements, and parties and things, like events.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was like a thing to belong to get some things, you know? Not bad.
I want to be a part of that.
I know.
I want a thing so I can get some things. Fun. That sounds nice.
Right? The building today, the 1917 one, is neoclassical in style, much like the original building on this site. It was built to house a bowling alley, spa, pharmacy, ballroom, library, cantina, swimming pool, and gymnasium.
So it Damn, it's got everything.
Yeah, literally.
It's got it all.
It really had
it all. Holy shit. Does it still have all that shit?
I'll get to it. The need for the club was spurred by the influx of Cuban immigration to the U.S. in the late 19th and early 20th century. As I mentioned, many of the skilled craftsmen who came to the area are to credit for Tampa's famous rolled cigars. And, you know, that's why they settled in that area. That's why they needed these services, et cetera, et cetera. The site has played host to many notable folks. For example, in 1893, Jose Marti, the Cuban poet, revolutionary, and activist, visited the club to gain support for the revolutionary movement in Cuba. Because this is, again, the time when Cuba is occupied by Spain.
Good for it.
Right? We love this guy. While therein, why I wrote that, I don't know.
Oh, while therein.
While therein. I don't know who I woke up thinking I was, but while therein. You know why? Because it's while they're in Tampa.
Oh, it was not while therein.
Okay, I'm going to take it back. While they're in.
While they're in Tampa.
While they're in Tampa. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to pretend that it is while they're in.
While they're in,
an assassination attempt on his life occurred.
Oh, my God.
Two Spanish agents tried poisoning him, but Jose was spared, saved by his own intuition. He just didn't drink it. He was like, nah.
He didn't drink that mojito.
He didn't drink that poisonous mojito. You know what? It probably was mojito, and he definitely didn't drink it.
Carly, when were mojitos invented? Were they invented back then?
I think I knew this because it's mojito. It comes from
mojito.
Its exact origin is a subject of debate. That's why.
Some trace it back to 1586.
Right? 1650. Later.
1500s. Earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mix. That's why I'm yelling.
So it could have been a mojito.
It could have been a mojito because it really could have been, and that those are the facts. We know that Ernest Hemingway loved himself a mojito, and
yeah.
he was in Cuba, like, he was born in 1899, so, you know, that's possible. Mm-hmm. I'm grasping. So, anyways, Jose Marti, our guy, saved by his own intuition. He also quickly forgave his would-be assassins. He was like, okay, it's cool, guys. It's fine. I'm alive. Love that for him.
It's okay. I got you.
He's one of the few that leaves this place alive. But we love him for that.
Okay.
Some more people, love that for him. Some more people who left this building probably alive. The building's courtyard has hosted boxing matches and famous entertainers like Benny Moré and Celia Cruz and big band names like Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey. El Circulo Cubano, which literally translated means Circle of Cubans, love that, thrived for many years until the 1960s brought with it the lowest membership it had seen. So it was not sustainable any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually in the 1990s, the Cuban Club Foundation was created to save and restore the building that was once built to save and support the community.
Aww.
I know. I think it's kind of full circle. I kind of got a little bit misty-eyed. I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's nice. Aww.
Yeah.
They saved it.
They saved it. And they saved it because today it hosts weddings, corporate events, all the regular things that beautiful old venues do in most cities.
That's really nice.
And I got a lot of my information today from CubanClubEbor.com, Wikipedia, Fox13News.com, HauntedRooms.com, NightlySpirits.com. But, Cecilia, unlike other beautiful old venues in most cities, the Cuban Club is considered by many to be one of the most haunted in the area, in the state of Florida, if not in the whole of the United States.
In the world.
Maybe in the world.
Damn.
A local tour guide named Steve Stamberger claims that up to 300 spirits call the building home.
That's too many.
That's really a lot. There's only four floors.
This is not enough space.
Too cramped, if you ask me. Too cramped.
Over capacity, I think.
Excuse me, we are over capacity. No livings allowed.
Too many ghosts.
Too many ghosts. Many of these ghosts apparently met normal ends and might be attracted to the building because of their good living memories attached there, he said.
That's nice.
Yeah, he was like, it was a gathering place for a lot of people and ghosts, he believes. Are attracted to places they have strong connection to. Oftentimes, it can be positive connection, which I think is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But many also met horrible ends. At least two documented deaths occurred in the building, but there's argument for possibly more. And some spirits that are attached to the building with names and things beyond those two as well. Mm-hmm. One spirit still making the club home is an 8-year-old boy who drowned in the swimming pool, which at one time was the only one in the city.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was like a legit thing. Sure. It was like the place to go. If you were living in Ybor and working at the cigar place, you had to hang out here.
Is there still a swimming pool?
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot, like, the bowling alley, the swing pool, stuff like that, I don't think exists anymore. But the ballroom still exists in the courtyard and lots of stuff like that do. The little boy, he has a name, Cecilia. They call him Little Jimmy. And he often...
Little Jimmy.
And they often...
That does not sound like a little Cuban boy. It's not Little Jimmy.
It's Little Jimmy, Cecilia.
Okay.
And he often makes flashlights turn on and off to say hello.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. It's really cute, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's also apparently a woman named Rosalita, which...
Oh, that sounds more I was going to say, like... Well,
a woman named Stacy. Like
Jim... Jimenita.
Oh, Jimenito. That would be a good one. Little baby Jimmy. But the woman is named Rosalita. Rosalita.
Rosalita.
Rosalita.
Rosalita.
Rosalia. Anyways, not Rosalia. Rosalita. And she's been seen in the ballroom mentioned the ballroom earlier. On dancing? The third floor.
Dancing?
I think so. Just hanging out in the ballroom. She is connected to dancing, and I'll tell you why in a sec. It's because she met her untimely end when she was supposedly thrown from a third-story balcony because she said no to a man desperate to dance with her.
No, sir. Dance with someone else.
Yeah, we hate it. We hate to hear it.
My dude, that's we hate to say it. Highly unnecessary.
Highly unnecessary is the perfect way to describe that. Just, like, absolutely not. How about no,
even? Dance with someone else. Yeah. Shut the fuck
out. You should just play some Robin and you should dance on your own. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a great solution. Don't throw anyone from any balconies because they won't dance with you.
Do not. Simple. Don't throw anyone from any balconies for any reason.
Yeah, full stop, maybe.
Like, you don't need to do that. That's very unnecessary. Throwing people from balconies, like, it's very rare that you have a good reason to throw someone from a balcony.
Incredibly true. Incredibly true.
Yeah.
I've yet to hear a good reason.
If there's a fire and, there's like a big bouncy thing
right.
underneath
you're that they can throwing them land on it. Into like a fireperson's fire brigade's like big bouncy parachute thing. Yeah.
And they're like trampoline. Too spooked to jump themselves, so you have to make them do it.
Yeah, you have to push them a little or pick them up and throw them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah. I feel like that's a great reason and then you would be a hero. Mm-hmm. I think a general rule, don't throw people off balconies unless you know for sure that they'll be like, wow, you're my hero.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's a good general rule.
Don't do it without their,
Exactly.
Unless they really want you to, and even in that case, make sure that there's a good reason for it.
Agreed. And get it in writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many have reported the classics, you know, that we see at a lot of buildings and places and spaces, like hearing a woman wailing and seeing floating orbs throughout the clubhouse, as well as orbs appearing in folks' photographs of the space. All the classics we love to hear about and love to see,
classics.
They're kind of here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some through the years have also reported seeing a ghost of a woman in white.
Of course.
With, and here it gets fun, red heels on her feet.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, girl. Killing it.
Yeah. You want to know what her scary shtick is?
What does she do?
She walks up and down a set of stairs.
Ooh, so spooky.
So scary.
Really going wild.
I know. Honestly, the ghosts here are, like, really partying it up.
Mm-hmm.
The two deaths confirmed at the club that I mentioned earlier, both have resulted in their own subsequent hauntings as well.
So the woman getting pushed off a balcony, that was, like, real? That's confirmed?
No, that's not confirmed. The next two I'm going to tell you are confirmed.
Oh, and the kid in the pool, not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Okay.
The two that seem to be pretty confirmed are the next two that I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
The other ones seem to be the ones that people talk about and have witnessed, but not in a way that I have found or know about that is, like, you know, in a factual, as much as facts can be trusted way, you know?
A man throwing a woman off the balcony would happen.
Totally.
But it also is very, like, story, a story that everyone would tell. Just be like, have you heard of this tragic woman? She wouldn't dance with a man and she got, like, pushed off a balcony.
Yes.
And, like, that could very well be, like, a real story, but it also could very well be, like, just something made up.
Totally. Yeah. No, the next two that I'm going to...
Same with the kid drowning. It's
right?
Little... Be careful in the pool or you'll drown.
Little Jimmy in the pool.
Little Jimmy, especially since his name's Little Jimmy.
His name's Little Jimmy. Yeah.
He was a little Italian kid visiting.
Oh, he was visiting his little Cuban friends.
Yeah,
that would be really
cute.
Hanging out
with his Cuban friends.
He just wants to go swimming.
Well, then he fucking drowned in the pool.
Well, honestly, it's not.
It was cute until he died.
I was just gonna say it's not a bad way to go as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, drowning when you're 8, not ideal.
Not ideal. Not actually good. Yeah, I guess that's true. I just love to swim, so I was like, I love swimming.
Yeah. I hope I drown one day.
I'm not about to say that, but, like, if I was an 8-year-old kid doing the thing I just love to do the most and suddenly nothing's happening, I'd be like, well, okay. I went out on top, you know?
If I'm an 8-year-old playing mermaids and all of a sudden...
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I have to play mermaids by myself for all eternity.
Oh, actually made it really sad.
Yeah.
What if he turns off and on the lights because he's just saying, you want to play mermaids with me?
You want to play mermaids with me?
You want to play mermaids with me?
Yeah.
No one ever will play mermaids with him again. Mm-hmm. Oh, it got sad fast. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. I'm sad.
Okay. Tell me about the other dead people.
Okay, the confirmed two deaths. These are the spirit stories that are attached to them.
Okay.
One is the spirit of a member of the board who... in an altercation with a fellow board member at the club, was shot and killed.
Drama. What was happening with the board?
I guess they were fighting. I don't even know if it was board related, I don't know
about
exactly the story.
Maybe, how much chlorine you put in the pool?
Maybe one of them ordered too much chlorine and they put it all in the pool and it was too... It stung their eyes.
All in the pool. That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, the pool is being over-chlorinated and he gets swimming and being like, fuck, this is too chlorinated. I gotta talk to a guy who chlorines the pool.
Yeah.
And he talked to him and then he was like, no, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to sting.
That's right. He's like, no. He's like, you know it's working because it stings.
Him.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not true.
Right? The guy who put the extra chlorine in is very old school and the guy who swims is new school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think shot whom
maybe
in this
they
scenario?
Should... the new school guy, he was really pissed because his eyes were stinging so much.
They were stinging so much. They were red and puffy. And he tried to get a raise the day before, but his eyes were too red and puffy that he didn't get a raise.
They thought he was high.
They thought he was high at work, and so he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired from his job
because
and then he
of
shot
the
him.
Over-chlorinated pool.
This is the truth. This was in the news.
This is from the exact news sources.
This is from the news.
Well, either way, the guy who got killed and possibly his assailant haunt the club as a result of their doomed dispute.
Damn.
Drama! The other known death, Cecilia, that occurred at the club, and honestly doesn't need any embellishments because it got me good, is that... an actor, Victorio, who...
Oh, Victorio.
Victorio. In 1919, performing, because there's a stage at the club, a theater.
Was he doing Macbeth?
Well, it was a new show he was premiering, Cecilia.
Oh.
And he...
One man, Macbeth.
He forgot the words to the play he was premiering. And so, he... did something terrible on stage that you cannot unsee.
What?
And he killed himself on stage
because
he forgot the words.
Okay, that is an overreaction to forgetting the words to your play.
Cecilia, can I tell you maybe why he overreacted?
The show must go on. Okay, yeah.
Because he was also the playwright!
Yeah, I was kind of assuming that, but I'm still like... Dude, it's okay.
No, he didn't think
it's
fine. He didn't think it was okay, Cecilia.
No
he
one's
couldn't handle
notice.
The double
just
pressure.
Ad lib it. Just keep going. Carly,
yeah.
When you did your one-woman show...
I knew this was coming. Yes, Cecilia.
Would you have done this if you forgot the words?
Guess what? I forgot the words almost every night to at least something.
Yeah.
And I still did what it, and I'm still alive. And
there was more going on with this guy.
And I got rave reviews. It's a critically acclaimed show, babe. So
this man could have got rave reviews. Victorio, you gotta be less hard on yourself.
I know, it's really sad, actually. But it also, I was reading it and I was like, oh no, is this me? And then I was like, no, it's not me because I did it already and it wasn't me.
Yeah, and you didn't murder yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
No.
The other part is I don't know if there was an audience or not, and I'm assuming probably. But also,
I would assume there was an audience. Yeah. If he's just practicing,
that would be a
horror. Yeah. Also, was it a one-man show or was it like other people on stage? I'm just assuming.
I'm assuming it's a solo show, but I do not know. It could have been.
No
it
idea.
Might not have been.
Yeah,
know, it wasn't popular to do kind of one-man shows.
Yeah, so people didn't do one-man shows back then.
Yeah, I don't know. But he was the playwright and the actor, and he forgot his lines, and then he said no more of this.
Maybe he forgot his lines, and nobody showed up, and his girlfriend just broke up with him. I don't know.
And his son, just drowned in the pool.
His son just drowned in the pool, and his dad just shot his coworker.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There was a lot going on that day. Yeah, it wasn't just that he forgot his lines. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot going on.
Right, but only the facts have stuck to him, so.
Damn. Yeah.
Right? Dang. So yeah, I'm not sure if there's an audience present, but definitely sure that he was a playwright and he didn't make it out of opening night alive.
Damn. Shit.
Many paranormal experts have investigated the Cuban Club. I'm pretty sure Ghost Hunters has made it there. It's kind of a low-key but popular spot.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's been investigated so much that it also holds the nickname Club Dead, which is very dramatic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Spooky, kooky. Oh, and I left out my actual favorite ghost. It's that there's a piano that plays by itself.
Is it a player piano?
Play that on your player piano! No, I think it's like a regular piano that plays by itself. Like, it shouldn't play by itself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah! And
then it's more spooky.
It's much more scary, yeah. I mean, player pianos are spooky enough. I would not like to see a regular piano play by itself.
All played by ghosts. I don't know how technology works, and therefore player pianos are played by ghosts.
Definitely all ghosts, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's they no come with way. A built-in ghost.
That's right. When you order them, they work. They show up with a ghost inside it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each one, I'm pretty sure that's how they advertise them on the infomercials, is each player piano comes equipped with one ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The warranty on it is for eternity. Like, you're good. You're golden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll never stop working unless the ghost gets, like, exorcised or something.
Right. And I'm pretty sure in the manual it says, don't let priests into your house.
Do not let a priest into your house if you have a player piano.
That's right.
That's why they're not allowed to have player pianos in churches.
That's right, because the ghosts.
At Catholic churches, at least.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the Cuban Club. And also, you can, I'm pretty sure in Tampa they have, like, ghost tours, one of which that goes there.
Oh my god,
I would
love to go on a ghost tour.
Right? That sounds so fun. My dad flew into Tampa last year. Oh, this year, in the spring. He didn't mean to. He was flying to somewhere else, but he ended up flying into Tampa.
He accidentally went
to Tampa. Well, he had to, because Florida was flooding, Cecilia. It was bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he went to like, a really big car show down there, and it was flooding.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of the Cuban Club, and it looks very nice.
It's very cute.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's four stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, big and fancy.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, a nice venue for things.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
They got really cool, like, 3D floors.
Yes.
Like, the tiles that are, like, optical illusion floors.
Yes, I'm pretty sure they're imported. They're, like, legit. The ballroom has, like, painted ceilings, like, murals.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, very, like, extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very cute.
It's really nice.
It's, I say cute. I mean it in a, not in a, you know, diminishing way. I mean it in a, like,
no,
we love to see it way.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's pretty classic looking, you know?
Yeah, it's very,
it's new. I mean, it literally is neoclassical in style, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a music venue, theater. They got lots going on there. You can rent it for your wedding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's described as an iconic building. Yeah.
It looks pretty iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cute.
They're having a Labor Day food truck festival.
Oh my goodness. We should maybe go there.
Yeah, they got all sorts of events.
Wow.
They're having a Tabernacle of Oddities.
I was just saying we just missed the Tabernacle of Oddities. Cecilia, I'm looking at this same
ad.
We just missed it, I think.
It's tomorrow,
too. It's happening
too.
Currently as we're recording this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going on right
now. Unless we want to get our butts there right now.
Not that much.
I don't think it's possible.
I don't think we can get there on time, right. Honestly. We'll probably miss it. I don't really trust it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so they, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we always love an old place that doesn't, like, completely shy away from it being a spooky thing. I don't think mm-hmm. that they're, like, they're not, like, we're so spooky scary. But they, you know, they have, like, ghost tours that go there. They host spooky events and stuff. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, they seem pretty chill and cool.
Oh, they had a Cuban Club bocce ball tournament in February.
That sounds awesome. I'm glad mm-hmm. that I didn't go. I would have won. I'm very good at bocce. Italian. I'm Italian.
You're too Italian for the Cuban Club.
I can't. I don't want them to feel bad about themselves. The entire mm-hmm. I can't let down the entire club.
No.
Oh, I can't show off that hard. That's not very kind or nice of me.
No, that would be really rude.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Cuban Club, it's been around for over 100 years. It's really cute and mm-hmm. really fun, and it's a good time. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Yeah, we That's love cool. to see it. We love to see it. We love to be it.
We love it.
Yeah, we do.
That's nice. There's, don't throw anyone out a window.
That's right.
And don't, end your own life if you fuck up something.
Right, the show must go on, fine. As you said, Cecilia. I think the show must go on. He missed day one of theater school.
Yeah, I didn't even go to theater school, and I know that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're already more knowing than our guy.
And this dead man.
Victorio. Poor Victorio.
Victorio. He was troubled.
Yeah. Tough time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cigars were really popular in Tampa until the Depression. Like, it was a whole big industry, and then it kind of crumbled. Mm. So at least he missed out on that, you know, by 10 years. So I guess there's that.
On the Depression, yeah. He missed out. On the Depression and World War II.
At least having to...
And all that fun stuff.
Yeah, use his money. You know, he was still there, mm-hmm. literally in spirit. Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Cuban cigars, I don't like smoking. I do not like to smoke anything.
Me also.
But I really like the smell of Cuban cigars. They like, smell I like when other really people good. Are smoking them, like, close to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that shit's good. Yeah. It smells so nice.
It just smells like, wow.
It just, yeah, it smells like Cuba, and it makes me think, like, wow, I'm on vacation.
Wow, I'm in Cuba right great. Now. Yeah.
I'm thriving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Sometimes I'll catch a witch. I'll catch a whiff when I'm out on the street, and I'll be like,
yeah. And I'll catch yes. and I'll catch a witch. I'll catch a witch.
I'll catch a witch. Catch I a did whiff, say I'll catch a witch. I'll catch a witch. I'll catch a witch. That was that was me talking in code for my witch friend.
That's right. She'll catch a witch.
I'll catch a witch.
I mean, it's officially Halloween. We pressed the button, so.
It is, and that's why I accidentally said witch, because I've got Halloween on the brain.
You're just a simple girly who loves Halloween on the brain.
Maybe I'll watch something spooky. Ooh. Okay, you watch Miami Vice.
Okay.
Spooky. I'm gonna watch, I guess I could watch Halloween.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's not fall enough outside for me to watch Halloween, though. No.
It needs to be something outside. That eases you in.
I gotta watch, like, Friday the 13th or something. Mm. I don't love it. I'm going to watch Cabin in the Woods.
Ooh, that's an all-the-time one. Mm. My sister There's was plenty watching of good, Scream like, today. That feels also like an all-the-time one.
That's good. Yeah. Scream's good. Mm-hmm. Most of the Scream movies are very good, and some of them are only sort of good, but still good.
That was a really nice way of saying that they're not that good.
No, they're all good.
They're all good enough.
Some of them just don't really rise to the level of some other ones.
That's true.
A lot of... Oh, I'm going to watch fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm just trying to think of summer vibes, because a lot of horror movies come have out in the summer. Vibes.
Yeah, it is a summer mm-hmm. staple.
But mm-hmm. a lot of them are like sexy teens hanging out on the beach, or like not on the beach necessarily, right. but like they got to be kind of naked. I got to watch like... Evil Dead or something like that. Like, a lot of them, if any, yeah. like, Cabin in the Woods kind of situation, it's going to be probably summertime.
True. True. That's how mm-hmm. it works.
There are scary, spooky movies for all seasons.
We've been saying it for years, and we'll say it again. Ghosts mm-hmm. are everywhere.
They're
and
everywhere.
We'll add a new part to that. And also all the time.
They're always.
That's right.
Ghosts are always. And
ghosts
Halloween
are
is
always
a lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess it kind of has become a lifestyle.
It's in our blood. Yeah. As October born girlies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. We can't we long ago have shed the societal need for us to hide it. We have shed it through this podcast. And now everyone just knows us as the Ghost Girls.
I was a week old when I celebrated my first Halloween dressed up as a little week old pumpkin.
Yeah.
I
was like
I started
2 weeks
early.
Old. We were ready.
Yeah.
Our first
I
holidays.
I started so early. I was so ready.
That's right. We can't help but love it. It's full of all the things that are great in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Death. Candy.
Death.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the number one thing that I would say is great in the world. Death. Okay, calm down.
Okay, all right. I'll paddle it back. I guess the world's not ready.
Okay, Lydia Deep.
The world's not ready for me all the way yet.
Calm
down. I thought this was a safe place, Cecilia. I thought we could share our spooky
insights. At least name it like third or fourth. It's not the first thing you go to. Candy's number one. You
okay,
see candy, all right. Ghosts,
okay.
Skeletons.
Okay, I'll take it from the top. Halloween, it's full of the best things in life. Candy!
There you go. Candy corn!
Candy corn!
Bones!
Bones being money and death.
And death.
Okay. Is that better? Sandwich did right. in there with some other stuff.
Sure.
Oh, we love it. It's great. Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice! It's warm and it's spooky and it's chilly and it's fun. And we like it. Yeah, we do.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's all of those things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Halloween is, right?
It's warm and spooky and chilly and fun.
It's warm and spooky and chilly and fun.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I never knew I wanted to go to Tampa, but now I know that I do. So if we ever... I think we need to go to Florida so you can learn that it exists in a real
yeah,
way.
I do need to learn about Florida. I'm still shook by... Okay, I'm shook by the fact that I didn't know anything about Florida.
Yeah, you really didn't.
Other than Art Deco and Shacks. And
that's right.
I'm also shook by the fact that it takes 8 or 9 hours to get from
to
Miami
take a boat. Yeah.
to Havana because I never actually looked it up.
Yeah,
and
fun.
I thought it was funny already, thinking it was like a 2-hour trip, but it's way longer
it's
than
much
that.
Longer.
So I'm just gonna be thinking about that for a while. That's just gonna be on my mind.
Perfect. I'm glad that we could learn here today.
If this was an educational episode, we learned about Florida. We learned so much about Florida.
We really learned quite a bit about Florida. And I now regret not diving a little deeper, not knowing that we really needed to learn about Florida today. But
yes.
I think we still learned quite a bit.
I know. I also asked so many questions.
You asked so many questions. I was not prepared for, like, inquisitive Cecilia today to show up to the podcast. I'm happy about it.
I didn't know she was going to show up either. I was kind of in, like, tired after work Cecilia, but then I had a matcha latte and a glass of wine, and it turned into that combination, I guess, makes me ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, you had just so many questions. You needed to learn. Today was about learning.
I really needed to learn. I needed to know what was up with Florida because I don't know.
That's right. Well, I guess, I mean, watch out, Florida. We're going to have to come visit you because Cecilia needs to learn.
I do want to go to, I don't know about Tampa. I'm sure Tampa is nice, but I want to go to Miami.
I do too. I've never been to Miami.
That is a place that I've never been to
I'm like,
I can go to Miami.
Yeah.
Hang out there.
I've been to Orlando a bunch of times, but I've never been to Miami. And Miami sounds like the thing that we would like. Well, what can I say? As who I am.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I remember it. I went a lot when I was a little baby. So.
Okay, Carly left the country before she was like 20. Cool.
Okay.
No,
sorry.
You know where I went a bunch as a little baby?
Yeah, tell me where you went a bunch.
I went to I can't remember.
Oh shit.
Indiana. I went
that's
to
cool.
Cleveland.
Oh, that's in Ohio. That's not in Indiana.
No, but it's like I don't know. My dad worked in Kokomo, Indiana.
Yes.
He had to go down there like once a month. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we would. Okay, so I went to Kokomo, Indiana.
Okay. That's leaving the country. We're Canadian.
This is true. But I'm just.
You have to be rude about it.
Would you rather go to Orlando and go to Disney or to Kokomo, Indiana?
I've been to Orlando and to Disney. I've never been to Kokomo. I could play the Beach
I
Boys.
I have.
Did you play the Beach Boys?
That's where the Beach Boys live. No, I was like 3.
You should have. You should have still played it. You should know.
I
should have.
I should have known.
You should have known.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I had it. Yeah, I was pretty lucky. Orlando is kind of great when you're a child, for sure. And just all it is Disney. Disney's great. We should go. I'm not going to lie to you. It's kind of a fun time.
Okay, it stresses me out, but
I know. Yes, okay. But we should do it anyways, because it's fun. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be less stressful than you think it will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought Cleveland was close to Kokomo, Indiana.
It's not, right? Indiana it's and not. Ohio are not close.
What am I thinking of? Indianapolis? My family has gone to Indianapolis, like, or Luke has gone to Indianapolis, like, twice in the last 2 years. Mm. And they're just, like, shitting all over Indianapolis. My family hates Indianapolis.
Why do they need to stop going there?
There's a board game convention there, so Luke has gone
I
to
personally
that.
Know that, but yeah.
The girlies hate Indianapolis.
I mean, what is in Indianapolis?
Apparently, nothing.
It sounds like it. I've never been there.
I'm sorry to anyone from Indianapolis,
is
but
Indianapolis
I think you need to get out, because
where...
apparently it sucks.
Is that where Mary Tyler Moore lives in the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. I've
Mary
never
Tyler
watched
Moore
it before.
Show. It's great. It was one of my favorite shows growing up. I have it in the box sets.
Even though Let's she might see. Live in Indianapolis, the worst
oh,
place in the world.
Oh, she lives in Minneapolis. That's why. Twin
oh,
Cities.
Oh, Minneapolis. Yeah. I've never been.
Me neither.
Minneapolis, yeah. I've been to their airport. They have a nice airport.
That's nice. Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore lives
good
in
ramen
Minneapolis.
In their airport.
Not Indianapolis.
I've never been to Minneapolis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. I've never been there either. So you've been to all the North stuff. I've been to a bunch of the South stuff.
I have been to all the... Okay, so I've been to the, like, Northeast and Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And to the Southwest. And not to... the other two corners.
And I've been to the Northeast and I mean like kind of the Northeast and the Southeast and a little mm-hmm. bit out west, not really the Midwest and not the Southwest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cuz I've been to like the Carolinas, Florida, upstate everything up here.
Mhm.
Yeah. Just not Maine. Maine has never been to Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've taken a bus through Maine.
That's fun.
Mhm.
Yeah. Well, we love it. I've been in New,
now
I've
y'all
been
know
in New
where
Jersey.
We've been.
I've been to the Jersey Shore.
I've been to New Jersey. Have I been to New Jersey? I don't know.
Did you fly out of New Jersey? You probably flew out of New Jersey. To New York?
Nope.
No, to New York?
Mm-mm.
No? Where'd you fly out of?
The one that's not LaGuardia.
Newark?
No. The other one.
JFK?
No, I flew out of LaGuardia.
That's in Jersey.
It is?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's in Queens.
Oh, you're right. It's in Queens.
Queens is in New Jersey.
Well, I can't remember.
Carly only thinks about Manhattan.
I don't.
Carly does not leave the island of Manhattan. Carly's a real Carrie Bradshaw over here.
Stop! She does leave. And I'm not Carrie Bradshaw. She does leave Manhattan, and I'm not Carrie Bradshaw. When she goes to California and she sees Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she leaves Manhattan to go to the boroughs.
She visits... Wait. Yeah, she does. She sees a play in Brooklyn.
She goes to Brooklyn because...
Miranda lives in Brooklyn.
What's her face moves
That's
there.
Right. I was just going to say that, but I don't think they show her visiting.
That's
why I paused and changed it. But they do. They go and see Smith Jared's play.
She goes to Brooklyn once.
That's right. Yeah, she takes a ride on the back of a Post-it Notes motorcycle.
I don't know what that means. I don't remember.
Do you not remember the writer boyfriend that breaks up with her on a Post-it burger?
No.
He's terrible, and he has a motorcycle, And she break, he, I, he breaks I, up with her to post it, but they he, she goes
I
to the
cut
play.
Cut that out of my memory. I do not remember this man.
Yeah. He's real. Okay. He's real in the fake way that he's in
retro. He is real. Yeah. He's a real man.
Yeah.
Apparently not a real man. He broke up with her over post-it note. Okay, sir.
He's real. He's played by what's his face?
No.
Ron Livingston. Ron Livingston.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Well,
I, like, vaguely remember him existing, but I do not remember that plot.
I mean, he's better at other stuff he's in. So, what do you
think he's
what
not the
you
best
gonna
in
do?
Sex and the City?
He's in Sex and the City. He plays Burger. And that only reason I loved him is because it's him. I hate his character. His character sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He sounds like he sucks.
He does suck. Burger. He sucks.
Burgermeister.
He's
Meister
so
Burger.
Good in Search Party, though. I love him in Search Party.
Oh my god, yeah, he's so good in Search Party. Still not over Search Party.
I'm never over Search Party. I think about it all the time.
Best.
When I lay my little head down at night, sometimes I just think about it, and then I giggle and I go, "Oh wow!" And I close my eyes.
Oh wow, that happened. That's
yeah.
That was real.
Wow. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to get tickets to Florida then. So I think it's time for us to end this so we can
I
go
guess
book those.
So yeah, we gotta go.
That's
we
right.
Gotta go to Florida. Yeah. BRB. I'm gonna drive there because it's
oh
just
my
a quick little
God,
jump.
God, it's so far. You can drive it.
I
just
was
takes
like
to, a whole day.
I was trying to make a reference to how
far it is from Miami to Havana.
Yeah,
I could tell. I could tell you were really trying hard to tie that.
Just
back
a quick little job. Let's do a quick, just a quick little drive to Miami.
Yeah, I really want a mojito, Cecilia. I'm a fiend for mojitos.
All right, you're a fiend for mojitos. Mm-hmm. I know where to get the best mojito.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
Quick little jaunt.
Just a quick jaunt. Well, if you are somebody in Toronto who can tell us where to get mojitos that are good,
tell me.
You let us know. If you have a little ghost story you want to share with us, let us know. If you are just like wanting to give us a little rating on wherever you're listening to this podcast, we'd greatly appreciate it. Give us a little review.
We would love
a
that.
Stars. How many, whatever you want.
You don't even have to, you don't need to give us a review. Just give us a little, just give us some stars. It takes 2 seconds.
That would be so
or
nice.
Or you can
and
do
kind.
Something nice and we would appreciate it and we'll be
That's
so
true.
Happy.
We'd be so happy we go,
it only takes,
happy.
It only takes 21 hours to get to Tampa.
Oh, well then I guess we'll see you later because we know where we're headed right now.
We'll see you in 43 hours because we gotta go get a cute little mojito.
That's right.
Follow us on things.
Yeah, do it. We're all over the internet. You know where to find us. Our website
maybe.
Is live.
Oh!
And Cecilia did a
really
good
maybe.
Job.
Maybe our shop will be live by the time this episode goes
out.
We'll
go look for
yet.
Our shop and go
know.
See.
Take a little look at our website, ghostsareverywhere.com, and maybe we'll have a shop for you to shop at.
Yes! We love you, Ooh. And we're so excited. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging with us. Have yourself a delightful day. And remember
have yourself
that it's
a merry
now, so
little
hurry for us.
Halloween. Love you.
We love you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, mine is going. Yours is a metronome.
Mine is metronoming. Stop this. Stop this at once.
I love that. They should keep screaming. Good for them. Scream, children, scream.